Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm. I'm the host of the show. And before we begin, let me take a minute to say thank you so, so, so much for being here and pushing play on another episode. And also, welcome to our new subscribers. I'm so pleased that you're here too. Okay, so what I want to talk with you about today is I'm not going to talk about masculine and feminine energy, but I will, but she says, but I will say that it did come up in a discussion in a group that I'm in this week. And it seems to me anyway, that there's a lot of misconception about what masculine and feminine energy is out there in, you know, the therapeutic community. Some comments that I saw were that, you know, talking about energy is very woo, and thinking about the feminine energy in the counseling context anyway is very woo. And I just felt like that was so interesting, because the skills that we use in a therapeutic setting around being present, around, you know, being creative, around listening, around that care and compassion, they're all very feminine qualities that are supported by that beautiful feminine energy. And that brought me to, you know, my next reflection, which was, well, this concept of masculine, feminine energy has been around for such a long time. And I really, really, really got into this when I started researching more work by Carl Jung. So if you're not familiar with Carl Jung's work, his name is spelt C-A-R-L, not a K, and Jung is J-U-N-G. And he was actually Swiss. And he worked very closely with Freud. And he was actually Freud's protege, and they had it falling out at one point, but because they had difference of opinions when it came to therapy and, you know. But anyway, that aside, Jung really crafted so much work in the community around archetypes. And if you haven't heard of that term before, archetype means a symbol that's universally known to represent or to mean something. And so, for example, when we're thinking about the feminine energy, we could think of things like, you know, the mother. The mother would be an archetype, and you might have Mother Earth, you might have Mother Mary, you might have your own mother, you know, but symbolically around the world, we all have an understanding of what a mother is. Symbolically around the world, we might also have an understanding of what that masculine energy is as well. And that seems to be really traditional things around providing, around structure, around logic, around planning and thinking. Archetypes were developed historically, and they don't really adapt over time. However, our interpretation of them can absolutely adapt over time. And I think what happens when people don't understand too much about what an archetype is, I think what can happen is they relay that information to what they think it might be, based on their past experience. And I think that's where some people get stuck sometimes, thinking about, oh, well, you know, I women are equal to men, and, you know, we can be thinkers too, and we can be providers too. And that's absolutely true. Of course we can. But when we're talking about archetypes, we're talking about predetermined, pre-existing symbols that have been used throughout history, throughout spirituality, throughout religion, throughout literature, throughout culture and the arts, to represent and communicate certain messages to us. So it's not about our rights, you know, in 2021 or anything like that. It's really just about, you know, legends and symbols. And it's up to us to interpret them in a way that's really healthy for us now at this point in time. So then I started thinking more about, you know, what else could it be that people really love about masculine and feminine energy. And I talk about that a lot. I always talk about what I love about it. But I was thinking, well, what else could people maybe get triggered by when it comes to thinking about these two concepts? And one of the things that came through for me was this idea, and it's just something that occasionally bugs me personally, and I don't know if it's going to bug you too. But because I spend a lot of time in the online space, my private practice is online and my private practice consulting and coaching business is 100% online as well. So I'm online, you know, most of my working day, and I see people on social media a lot talking about serving. And I remember when I first heard the term being used, feeling quite like affronted by it. I thought, oh my gosh, how is this lady really suggesting that I serve? And I think there's a difference, isn't there, between serving people and helping people and servitude. And maybe I was getting the two confused at one point, or mistaking one for the other, because it was quite a trigger for me. And I identified very strongly with my masculine energy when I first started learning about all of this. So the idea that a woman could be in servitude really bothered me a lot. But I think, you know, we just need to be careful with some of the language that we're using, because also being of service perhaps has been socially engineered in the online space to be something that's looked upon quite favorably. But I think you need to choose language that is going to feel really, really comfortable for you. I don't believe you have to be here to serve. I believe that, you know, if you're in this space, if you're in this therapeutic community and you're listening to spiritual podcasts and how to integrate your spirituality with your business like this one, I don't think you're here to be in service. I think perhaps you're here to help or guide or be a light or to lead or to nourish, nurture and care, all those kinds of things. If you want to be in service, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that, but there are other options. You don't have to feel like if you're not using the language on your website that you serve, you know. One of the things that I help women with is, you know, you've heard of that elevator pitch, and you see it all the time. It's that one that says, my name is such and such, and I help women with insert challenge who want insert transformation. So that insert transformation too, right? That's very methodical and it's very formulaic. And when we're in a space where we're trying to embody what it means to be genuine, and we're trying to embody what authenticity means for us, I think those formulaic methods are a great start to helping you clarify the purpose of your business. But just like the formula, you don't need to use the words that everybody else is using as well. So I'm just coming back to that word serve. You don't need to say in your articulator statement that I'm here to serve or I live to serve. It's nobody's expecting you to say that. Don't feel pressured by what everybody else is doing. you be guided by your own soul. In the private practice method at the moment, the women that are in that group are learning about soul goals. What is a soul goal? How can they create a soul goal in alignment with not only their private practice, but also with themselves as women, with their masculine and feminine energy, and of course with the goals that they have for their families. So there's such a breadth, and I don't want you to miss out on playing with different energies as a result of being exposed to a lot of repetition in advertising in the online space. Okay. The other thing I think to remember when it comes to feminine energy or being in that feminine space is that archetype is also about receiving. I've mentioned this before, but I feel like if you are very uncomfortable with receiving, even something small like receiving a compliment, or if somebody wants to shout you a coffee or something and you're fighting over it at the cash register, well, that's you being in your masculine. And what happens when you get in that space is you send out an energetic blueprint to the universe, to your friend who wanted to buy you the coffee, to anybody in that space that you're not up for receiving, that they can't give you anything. And so I think maybe rather than focusing on serving in your business and in your private practice, maybe you spend this week focusing on how can you become better at receiving. Because here's the thing. I always say that, don't I? Here's the thing. Sorry. What I would like to say is that a lot of women do give so much already. Okay. I mean, all you have to do is jump onto my website. I'm guilty of it as well. I've got like, I don't know, I think 20 products up there at the moment in the private practice method. You know, one of the ladies today was looking for something and she said, oh, there's 10 lessons in there. It's just, you know what it's like. I think we just get over generous sometimes, don't we? We just want to keep giving and giving and giving because it feels good to us to give, right? But at the same time, you can't only be in that giving energy, because if that's where you spend most of your time, then you're not creating that space to receive. And if you're not receiving, well, that's going to show up in your business because the referrals won't come through, the bookings won't come through, the applications for positions won't come through, the opportunities for the practice won't come through. And you will wonder why, because you will say to yourself, I'm working these really long hours and I'm working so hard and, you know, I don't understand why it's not happening for me. I want to say to you that it's possible that one of the reasons it may not be happening for you yet is because perhaps you're feeling a little bit challenged by the idea of, I want to say, pulling back on what you're doing. I want to say doing less, but that's not what I mean, because you're still going to be doing things. Shift your focus away from all the things that you need to do for the practice and allow yourself time to nourish and nurture yourself. You know, it's not possible for you to continue to run a practice when you yourself are running on empty. And we've all had that feeling. Even I've had that feeling. Today I was telling my girlfriend, you know, I haven't recorded my podcast yet. I've been doing all of these other things, which I'll tell you about in a minute. I've been doing all of these other things and I've been staying in deep alignment with my vision for my businesses and it's all been going great, but I'm feeling really drained. And the reason I was feeling drained was because today I was on a really huge learning curve. But, you know, we can't, that's okay to feel like that for a day, right? But if you're feeling like that for most of a week, or you know, you start to get to a point where you're dreading seeing bookings in the diary, or you're, you know, celebrating the cancellation or the reschedule or the no-show, then that's an indication, isn't it, that perhaps you are running on the smell of fumes and that your body and your diary and your business, the universe, everything's coming together, everything's conspiring to tell you to take a break. And when it's not that, usually we get sick, don't we? You know, nothing is going to develop or grow for you when you're not watering that garden, okay? So you need to be able to, you've heard me say this before and you've had others say it before, but you really do need to look after yourself so that you can look after others. I think sometimes we think, oh, I don't have an hour for that massage. That massage feels really indulgent. I should be with my family. I should be with my children. I should stay back and do my Medicare reports. But you know what? If you just allowed yourself that hour to go and have the massage or whatever it is you want to do, you probably feel great and then you feel more energized and you get through everything a lot more quickly. I think sometimes as women in business as well, many of us can become very tunnel visioned when it comes to running the business and all of the different elements of that. And we forget to do the things that nourish and refuel our body. You know, you need to, when you're ready, create some time. And if this is hard for you to do, maybe just begin by when you go to sleep tonight and you're laying down and your eyes are closed and the lights are off and your head's on the pillow, just allow yourself to remember what is the medicine for your soul, you know. Allow yourself to really connect back into what does nourish me, what does refuel me. And you know what, at different times it's going to be different things. Like, one of the things that really helps me pep up and shift my energy and, you know, find creative solutions to old problems is listening to music and having a bit of a dance around. But sometimes I'm just not in the mood to do that, you know, even though I know it works. There might be other times where I don't want to sing and dance and carry on, but I would like to sit down with my journal and just, I don't even have a journal prompt sometimes. I just want to let the pen write and just write whatever needs to come out. But finding ways that make you feel nourished and abundant, and that make you feel really connected, I think, with nature. And for us as women, I feel like this is so important because to me, nature is about cycles. And I think as women, we're about cycles. And, you know, I have a program called Moonworks, and that's all about connecting our energy with the energy of the moon and aligning that so that we can see results in our private practice. So, I mean, that's how into cycles I am. they make so much sense to me. And maybe, you know, doing something that's going to remind you or connect you with cycles or the earth or nature will be enough to help you get back into your feminine space and give you that nourishing and that nurturing that you need, you know. I mean, if you just think about today, just reflect on today for a moment and just check in with yourself and ask yourself, you know, how inspired did you feel today? Where was your energy today? What kind of thoughts did you have on repeat today? If we had like a little like it scale, you know, that goes from, you know, you have to rate something from 1 to 10, where 10 is really filled up and 0 is really empty. What number on that scale would you have put your energy? Or do you know what I mean? Just reflect on that for a moment. And then I guess the next step from there would be really to start thinking about, you know, maybe coming up with a list of 3 or 4 or 5 things that do inspire you or that do fill your cup or that do shift the needle for you in terms of energy. And just something else is sometimes working with women in private practice that are feeling as if they're on the brink of burnout or they're heading in that direction. Sometimes when we're talking, we find that there's a little bit of a pattern there around getting depleted. And so it might also be valuable for you to reflect, even if you're feeling great today, this is probably the best time to do it actually, when you're in a great headspace, really have a reflect yourself about the private practice and think about times where you were feeling out of sorts or low energy or depleted or something like that, and just see if you can identify a pattern yourself. And I think with that comes awareness of, you know, perhaps triggers. And with that awareness, you can start to put tools and frameworks and strategies and some of those beautiful soul-based practices that so many of you have now into place. Because, you know, don't you agree that prevention is so much better than cure? I do. And I mean, even today, like, I know it's sort of evening now, it's about 6:30. But even this evening, over the next few hours, maybe there's one thing that you can do that would actually replenish your energy and make you feel whole and make you feel filled up and abundant and connected and, you know, make you feel like that beautiful woman that you are on the inside and out. So that's the episode for today. It's really just one to get you thinking about where you're at and where you could be and how it gives you some ideas there around how you can close the gap. But I think too, in terms of managing things in the private practice, it's also a good idea to make sure that you have a really, really good supervisor that understands the practice that you're in and, you know, the clients that you want to work with and the model that you have for your private practice, and can help guide you through some of those private practice hiccups as they arise so that you feel confident in dealing with them in a way that doesn't deplete your energy. And if you're somebody who's looking at, you know, getting supervision for this year or in the next couple of months, I invite you to connect with me and have a chat around what we might be able to do together. I'll also put the link for the website in the show notes so you can go and have a look at some free things that are in there. And there's also a bunch of other things as well, like private practice kit that you might be interested in that's got some essential forms and documents in it for women in private practice. There's a new form coming on which day? Saturday as well. So keep your eyes out for that too. But I hope that this episode landed for you. And if there's anything at all that I can do to support you, I know many of you are in the Facebook groups already, but more than welcome, if you're not, to come and join me in the Facebook groups. Just connect with me. I can send you the links for those and make your life a lot easier. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I understand how precious it is, and I really appreciate you so much. Have a beautiful night. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.